Ulysses Guimarães Plenary Hall, Chamber of Deputies. The Ulysses Guimarães Plenary Hall is the place where the sessions of the Chamber of Deputies and most of the sessions of the National Congress are carried out. In a session of the National Congress, a certain proposed legislation is considered by deputies and senators together. The Chamber Plenary Hall has 396 seats, plus three places for wheelchairs, adding up to 399 seats, with 398 voting stations and 51 seats on the sides, 25 on the right-hand side and 26 on the left-hand side, reserved for the House officials and the parliamentary assistants. Only the party leaders have seats reserved for them. Their desks are marked with nameplates. Parliamentarians vote by having their fingerprint scanned and then typing a password, which makes a parliamentarian's vote personal and non-transferable. The electronic voting system also includes the two panels on each side of the board table, displaying the federal deputies' names grouped according to their states. The panels show how many deputies are present in the House as well as voting results. Behind the board table, there's a metal panel by visual artist Atos Bucão with green and yellow plaques, in addition to Brazilian flags and the desks used by officials of the Secretariat General of the Chamber Board. The side speaker stands or pulpits are used by parliamentarians to deliver speeches. The microphones in the center are used by federal deputies when they wish to interrupt a speaker to make a remark in cases provided for by the House standing rules. The two desks between the deputies' desks and the board table are occupied by shorthand reporters who record the spoken words of the parliamentarians. These shorthand records will yield the minutes and the Chamber of Deputies' record. The gallery is the area reserved for members of the public to watch sessions and features 400 seats. Between the gallery and the plenary hall, there's a mezzanine reserved for the press and invited authorities. Members of all Brazilian and foreign press may obtain passes to cover chamber business. A session may be followed by citizens at home or anywhere else, on the chamber TV, the chamber radio, or on the internet. Occasionally, like, for example, during parliamentary recess, the Chamber TV broadcasts some taped plenary sessions or committee meetings. Also, through the web camera, you can watch on the internet the activities of more than one committee at the same time.